The opera has four acts, or parts, each of which has its own name. Act one is Il Bandito, the bandit, while act two is titled L'ospite, the guest. As we've learned, the guest and the bandit are the same person, Hernani. Act four, Il Maschera, or the masquerader, is named after Silva, who plays a crucial part in what happens to Hernani. But act three is different. Unlike the other acts, act three is not named after a role. Instead, Act III bears the title La Clemenza, clemency or forgiveness. It's an action, and a very surprising action. The scene is set underground in Charlemagne's tomb, where Don Carlo has learned that Silva, Hernani, and the other conspirators have agreed to meet. Above ground, in the chapel of Aix-la-Chapelle, the German electors will meet to elect a new emperor. In an aria featuring a stately solo cello, Carlo hopes he'll win the election and prove a worthy successor to the great Charlemagne. The conspirators plan to assassinate Carlo, and since this is a job for a lone man, they draw lots to see who will do the deed. Verdi would write more famous conspiracy scenes. Banquo's assassins and the would-be regicides in Ballo in Maschera come to mind. But Verdi was already a master at capturing the emotional feel of such a scene.
Oh.
The lot falls to Hernani, and Silva pleads with Hernani to relinquish the murderous assignment to him, saying he'll release Hernani from his oath to die at the sound of the hunting horn. But honor wins out, and Hernani refuses. Three cannon shots are heard. Don Carlo has been elected Holy Roman Emperor. The newly elected Emperor, Charles V, Carlo V, confronts the conspirators with their crimes and orders the imprisonment of the commoners and the execution of the nobles. Rather than be spared and risk being thought a coward, Hernani freely admits that he is Don Juan of Aragon, a nobleman, and therefore doomed to be executed. If you're trying to work out who all these people are in real life, don't. I can almost guarantee that you know more about Spanish history than Victor Hugo did. Elvira begs for Hernani's life, but the emperor silences her. And then, looking at the tomb of the greatest Holy Roman Emperor of them all, Carlo decides to pardon Hernani and allow him to marry Elvira. The act ends with a joyous acclamation of Carlo's new subjects.